In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What's on your list when considering a luxury SUV? Inspired design and comfort, impressive performance. If so, the 2025 Lincoln Aviator SUV checks every box and then some. The Aviator offers an available 28-speaker sound system, perfect position front seats, best-in-class horsepower and torque, and much more. That makes the list of SUVs you're considering become much shorter. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Classes large crossover premium utility starting at MSRP under $150,000.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hour two of our radio program. Here in beautiful Portland, Oregon, on some day in May. I don't know. Somebody just said 100 days to Oregon Duck football.
Sounds about right.
That's right.
Couple months, what, 3 months? Yeah.
100 days.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, you got a ways to go. You got an entire summer.
Yeah, you do have an entire summer.
What is the, I'm guessing the opener, you know.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
It's like Montana State or something.
Yeah, no offense, but.
But offense. That's a terrible game.
That is a terrible game. Yeah, it's Montana State. So while I do get excited about the start of football.
What's their biggest non-con game?
They got Montana State, and then Oklahoma State comes to Autzen, so that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Northwestern,
okay.
And then the Beavs, and then there you go. September 27th, you can get excited. At Penn State.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Oklahoma State bringing anything to the table?
They didn't last year, but maybe they've rebounded. Last year was a pretty down year. Remember, Ollie Gordon was supposed to kind of light the world on fire, and
he did not.
He did not. And I think I want to say Oklahoma State may have won five games last year. It was a rough year for them.
Well, as expected, the college football playoff is going straight to the seeding model.
Yeah.
Duck
fan gets to cry and be like, where was this last year?
Well, I mean, look, they made a mistake, okay?
Yeah.
And they're like,
by the way, 3-9 last year.
Ooh. Yeah. Where were they year before? I feel like Gundy's kind of losing it a little bit.
Well, wasn't there that whole thing that
they were
like,
10-4 the year before?
Were they?
Yeah.
They were going to make him take a pay cut, and he said no, and then he's like, okay, yes, I will take that pay cut.
Yeah, so 10-4, then 7-6, 12-2, 8-3. But I think this is kind of just like Oklahoma State is never like on top, but.
3-9, though.
3-9 is a rough go. So I'm guessing there'll be some pressure on them this year, but how much you want to bet they do not have multiple years where they kick rocks.
Is that a sneaky upset alert there?
I'd keep an eye on it. Like,
you never know. I mean, I have to look at what he did
until your quarterback settles in. Any other Power Five school is a sneaky upset candidate.
Yeah,
know what you got going on there.
And this is what I've said about Oregon. Oregon and the way they recruit and Dan Lanning and the transfer portal, they should be good every year. But like, I don't care who you are. There is always ebbs and flow in your program. And the last 3 years, you have had Heisman Trophy level quarterback play.
With a lot of experience.
Exactly. And so you've now gone from Bo Nix, 2 years of Bo Nix, arguably outside of Marcus, two of the best years we've ever seen at Oregon, to Dylan Gabriel, who was criminally underrated and again was a Heisman type quarterback. And I get there's a lot of excitement around Dante Moore. And by the way, we don't even know it's Dante Moore. We assume it is, but, you know, we'll see. But let's assume it's Dante Moore. And, you know, he had a big name, but we saw him play down at UCLA. Wasn't great. Sat on the bench. So just the idea that Dante Moore is going to come in and not have some hiccups compared to what you have, I would assume that Oregon's offense at least takes a step, maybe half a step to a step backwards. Does that mean how many losses? Does it mean that the rest of the team picks it up? I mean, there is a lot of quality that left this football team. And when you recruit the way, we assume it's all full. But, I mean, and look at your defensive line, some of the stuff that you lost there. I mean, and at a wide receiver. And there's a lot of guys that should fill those spots. But I would expect early on Oregon to maybe have some growing pains.
Do you care to guess what Oklahoma State ranked last year in total defense?
Oh, my God. I'll bet you 110.
Yards per game given up. 132nd, God. Jace.
Well, they've never played good defense there.
And out of 134, so the only teams worse gave up more yards per game were Tulsa and Kent State. And I'm not kidding. Every other team in college football was gave up fewer yards than Oklahoma State. That said, you know, you can't read too much into that because transfer portal and, you know, yeah. You can revamp stuff sure. pretty quickly. Yeah. Gundy's a good coach, but yeah. I don't know. Something tells me that yeah, Oregon will be fine against that defense.
But it's a good run. So you're at Penn State, and then Indiana comes calling. And obviously, that was a playoff team last year.
Yeah, we looked at this while you were on vacation in Italy.
It's a good
schedule. Is probably, if USC isn't any good, mm-hmm. Indiana is their best home game.
Yeah.
And that's not even a great home. I mean, like, come on, that's a bad home schedule.
You got Wisconsin at home.
Okay.
Minnesota, you know.
Now you've officially lost.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
If USC is not any good, Indiana is their best home game. And that's, come on, you getting fired up to go watch Indiana play? And they're probably going to suck too. This little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid.
No, it's not the best. It's not the best.
Okay, what were we talking about? Oh,
the seeding.
So the playoff is going back to the seeding.
Playoffs?
Well, you got to give them a little credit maybe mm-hmm. that they realized, okay, that was kind of dumb.
Sure.
That we gave Boise State and Arizona State the buys because mm-hmm. we gave it to conference champions. So they're going to, you know, 1 year you saw it. It's like, okay, that didn't work out.
By the way,
let's change it. So now the four teams in the college football playoff that will get buys are the just top four teams in the rankings. So
yeah, last year, seeding.
Yeah, last year that would have been Oregon, Georgia, Texas, and Penn State.
So I believe if I saw this, Oregon would have gotten the bye, and then they would have gotten the winner of Indiana and Penn State, which is probably a lot better than getting a bye and then getting Ohio State.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the saving, I don't know, like maybe the solace here mm-hmm. is that, look, if you played Ohio State again, like maybe the seeding was different. Sure. You would have had to go through Ohio State most likely.
Yeah,
and you weren't going to win.
Sure,
they were better.
Yeah, just losing to the eventual champion makes it sting a little.
It just sucked that it was that early.
Yes.
I know. I'm with you on that. I just find any fan that bitches and moans about that, and I do appreciate the fact that Dan Lanning has never said a word about it, if he feels this way in private or not. Just the idea of saying that. And it's one thing if you lose a close game, but dude, you got hammered. You got blown out.
Yeah.
When you get blown out and embarrassed against a team that you already beat, it's I want to hear nothing about the seeding didn't do me fair. Stop it.
Well, I just think I just think fans wanted a little deeper run. Yes. It would have been more exciting.
And it would have. Because, I mean, and then you would have.
There is a difference in losing to Ohio State sure. in your first playoff game versus losing to Ohio State in the final.
Yeah. But you sound like, I don't know. That's crybaby coward stuff. And I love that Lanning's like, no, dude, you got to play them eventually, and dude, they whooped our ass. But you would have gotten Indiana Boise, the winner of that, and then you would have played.
I thought you said Indiana Penn State. No, Penn State. You said Penn State earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Indiana Boise, the winner of that, you would have got. Then in the second round, had you won, you would have gotten Notre Dame, Clemson, or Penn State, depending on how that goes.
Yeah.
And then on the bottom half of that bracket, you would have had some version of Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, and.
Ohio State would have come out of the bottom.
Yes.
So you would have had to get through Notre Dame, Clemson, or Penn State. Because you probably beat Boise State or Indiana.
You would
have had to get through Notre Dame, Clemson, or Penn State. Now, you just played Penn State in the Big Ten title game. Yep. It's a pretty good game. They could have beat you, and I think Notre Dame could have clipped them.
Well, I would also like to point out, for any Oregon fan that thinks that this would have been some sort of primrose path, Boise State had you on the ropes.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and that was at Autzen Stadium. So just, you know, be careful with the, oh, well, it would have gone. You don't know. Point is, that's what was laid before you. You had the opportunity in front of you. You were the undefeated number one team in the country, and you got drilled. And that sucks. But the excuses.
Well, this is better. This is better. They're going to straight seating, and that will only be for next year.
Yeah.
Because then they're doing a whole different, they're expanding the playoff, and it's going to be a whole thing. So I don't know what they're going to end up doing with conference championship games, but I think that's the most interesting part of, that and how many teams they go to in the tournament. But
if I had to change one thing, it wouldn't even be the seeding. The long layoff, I think, is the biggest pile of crap.
Totally.
I've always think the long layoff is brutal.
You got to get that going earlier.
Yes. You're much better off. You know, give them a week. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 days, but this...
Yeah, 1 week is fine.
Should we just kill conference championship games and do a one-week gap and then go?
I have said this for under the old system when you went to the bowl games, to the BCS, and then the college football playoff, the four-team in this. It's just not a good way to judge the best team when you take a month off and then go back out and try to play. That to me is a much bigger deal than who you play in the seeding, because you got to get through everybody eventually. So buckle them up. But the month off, I don't like. If I was an Oregon fan, that would bug me more than anything else.
Well, will we have a college sports commission next on The Fan? In other college football news, we will not be getting a college sports commission.
No. May not be. I mean, we did talk a lot about this while you were gone. The absolute S show that is college football right now is pretty alarming. We had a guest on yesterday, and I know you don't follow this that closely because it's just, it's absurd, but I have no idea where eventually this all ends, but the NCAA cannot take their head out of their ass long enough to figure anything out. And now the Power Four conferences are just trying to do what the old NCAA was doing. And they're just going to keep getting sued into oblivion.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Like, so, the Power Four leagues are trying to just be the new NCAA?
Yeah, so the NCAA, correct, while you were gone, came out. Charlie Baker, who's the new president, and the NCAA basically said...
Chuck.
Yeah, said, this is all on the Power Four conferences. Like, we can't enforce this. They're going to be in charge of their own rules, their own enforcement.
Are we talking NIL stuff? And
yes,
like
everything. Manage...
Which means the conferences could then evict members who didn't comply with what the rules are.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring that up. I read that today. They're talking about expulsion?
So basically, the Power Four started sending around memos to all the Power Four schools saying that, hey, this is the new set of rules that we are trying to implement. And if you don't, here are the new punishments. And one of the things in there is that our rules supersede state law, which I'm not certain if you're familiar with the way that the law works, but yeah, that's not a thing. So like Tennessee and like 11 other states passed rules, like laws, basically saying you can't cap what college athletes make because, well, it's illegal and the courts have said it's illegal. So the new Power Four, basically the new NCAA, is coming in and saying, we are going to cap what athletes can make. We get to decide how much that is. We get to decide what NIL is legit and not. Oh, and by the way, they said that under their initial review, basically 90% of current NIL deals would be illegal under their new rule set, and that the ones that would be allowed, they said it's about 10 to 15% of them. The average one of those is around $10,000 as opposed to the millions of dollars that kids are making. And if you decide that you are going to violate these rules, one of the things that they can do, kick you out of the conference. Oh, and then by the way,
you can't sue.
They want you to say that you can't sue.
Yeah, I read that today.
And states,
but wasn't that part of the settlement? Isn't that part of the House settlement?
No,
this is a totally separate thing.
They just want this to be the new rule set.
This is as a reaction to the House settlement.
And states are lining up, just laughing their ass off, and attorneys everywhere being like, "Are you familiar with antitrust laws? Because this is everything that the NCAA tried to do for 100 years, yeah. that over the last 10 years, every single court in America has said, no.
So they're out of ideas and they just want to hold on to what they have.
Yes.
It's pretty much
so it. The only thing that anyone can really think is that they feel that maybe in this new political climate, that maybe the government will come in and
yeah.
grant them a,
right.
a no counties.
Because they are working on that.
Yes.
They're working on legislation to yes. govern all this.
Yes.
That's their best bet, to let Ted Cruz handle it.
It's their only hope at this point, because believe it or not, this model that they just proposed might be the dumbest one that we've seen thrown out yet. And yet it's the one that the Power Four, like, how many times can a court tell you that you can't do this? And then you're like, yeah, but what about this?
Hey, can't blame the Beavs and Cougs.
No.
They're not in the Power
They're
Four.
They're not in the Power Four.
They're not a part of this.
So, you know, it's just...
Dog and pony show.
So this is just going to be... The House settlement will eventually get passed. And then if you try to do this, you're just going to get sued and you're going to lose. And then you're going to come to the table again and lose again. And eventually, someone's going to have to either come with congressional intervention, or you just allow the players to become employees and then you collectively bargain and then we end up there.
Well, that's kind of where we thought it was headed anyway.
And we did have a lady on yesterday who was a sports business reporter, and they were saying that not even at this point an executive order from the president would stand up. This would have to be a new law that was passed by Congress. And as of right now, there's no... That's just...
Yeah, like at the federal level.
Well, they've been saying they've been working on that forever.
Yeah, but there's no traction, no nothing. Because again... Because
they can't agree on anything?
Well, it's... You would basically be saying that every industry in America, and kind of the world, but every industry that does business in America has to abide by roughly the same set of rules. Mm-hmm. And you're now going to say that college athletics, which is a $1 billion business, is the one that doesn't have to. And the reason why they don't have to is we don't like it. Like, that's the only argument you have is,
sounds about right.
We like the way it was before when we didn't have to pay anything. And we don't want that to change, because if it does change, then all the other little sports that this funds, we're not going to be able to fund. And we don't like that. And courts usually don't like the only argument to be, I don't like something.
It's very brazen to take this stance at this point.
It's unbelievable.
You know?
It's unbelievable. Tennessee, the Tennessee attorney general and, like, the governor have already come out and just basically, like, laughed and was like, what?
This is, like, one of the few times where we, well, not one of the few, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah. Generally speaking, our view of government is not great.
Yeah.
They can never get anything right.
No.
I'm not even talking about any particular party. It's just all a mess. General. It's all a mess. We all hate it.
Yeah.
But in this instance, I'm on the side of the government. I am.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Aren't you?
To come in.
You're on the side of the Power Four?
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah,
yeah, the government, like, is the only...
I thought you were saying you wanted an antitrust exemption to come in and let them keep doing
this. I'm saying...
We're going to stop.
Yes.
Really, the only... Like, Ted... I was reading an article on this today. Just talking about the... Exact same things you're bringing up there. And they were saying Ted Cruz and Cory Booker are putting their two little bald heads together and
trying to come up with something
that, and I'm rooting for like that.
Yeah.
Normally those, you know,
yeah.
the government can't get out of its own way, but in this instance, maybe they'll save the day.
The idea that the Power Four think that in any shape or form that this could work is such these are really smart people from smart institutions. And you're like, what? And by the way, what would happen the first time that you tried to kick Ohio State or Tennessee out of your conference? I'm guessing that the multi-billion-dollar TV deal that Fox and ESPN signed, I'm guessing they would like a word about kicking those schools out of your conference. I mean, it's just... It's there's not another business on the planet that would attempt to run their business this way, and yet the NCAA is like, well, this isn't us anymore, it's the Power Four. Yeah, we may have lost in court 1,000 times, but has the Power Four lost in court? It's like they only have one playbook.
All right, good times.
Hey, we understand the players can make money, but we only want them to make this much.
Well, I can see why they want that.
Yeah, but. You know,
good luck.
You don't get to cost control things like that.
A lot of times you can grease these little politicians.
Sure.
You know, Ted Cruz, his or Cory Booker, you know, their stances may change after a few $1 million in their bank account.
Well,
I love Tesla.
And that's the other one she was talking about. She said that already the NCAA has put forth a $15 million lobbying campaign with the best PR firm and the best lobbyist to try to.
And see, that's why they think they can get away with it. Yeah.
They're going to try to put a spin on it.
But, well, that's what. I mean, that's how you get what you want in this country, if you've got the money.
It just, I'll tell you what, to know that you're the only business that gets something like this, this could be a tough one. Because remember, it's not one or two people. You have to have this pass through and make it a federal law.
You've got to convince all of them.
Yeah.
The majority of them.
This is a ballsy move, but all right. You know, good luck. Good luck on that.
Let's get to In the Nuez Saucy Tea Sausage News. Now, I'm treading lightly here because I was not here the last several days.
Yeah.
Did you talk about Saucy Tea Sausage?
The most terrifying thing to ever happen to the city of Portland?
Saucy Tea Sausage?
Have you seen Saucy?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm bringing. So you guys have already talked about it, I'm asking.
He's terrifying.
Bit. Okay. Yeah,
I mean, not in great detail, but we're afraid.
Late show lit him up.
I am equally intrigued and horrified.
Well, we'll get to it next. Yeah. I mean, we'll do it again. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What's on your list when considering a luxury SUV? Inspire design and comfort, impressive performance. If so, the 2025 Lincoln Aviator SUV checks every box and then some. The Aviator offers an available 28-speaker sound system, perfect position front seats, best-in-class horsepower and torque, and much more. That makes the list of SUVs you're considering become much shorter. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Classes large crossover premium utility starting at MSRP under $150,000.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers in select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
All right. It is nice to have you along. It is a Thursday program. Right now, we're going to cut bait on sports. Who cares about that? It's May 22, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman. Let's back in it. The saddle here. Thank you.
True story.
Now,
I
who
really
did
enjoy the show.
Who did
Thank
the news
you,
while
bye.
I was gone? Were you the news?
Well,
newsman.
Buck was the newsman for 3 days, and then I was the newsman for three. We look. No one person can fill the role.
It always takes has to a be village. A collective team effort here.
Right. No one can fill your shoes. So we get collaborations.
Collab.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Thank you. Today is Bitcoin Pizza Day. Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, is this where the dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought a pizza.
Laszlo.
Yeah.
Was his name?
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know how often he thinks about it.
I'm guessing a lot.
But he was from Florida, and the story goes that in a Bitcoin forum back in, I don't even know what year it was, actually.
It was this day 15 years ago, so it was 2010.
2010. You were 35? I don't know.
70. I was born in 1978.
Oh, 32. I don't know why I needed to.
I don't know. That would seem
come
like
up with your age.
Good
there.
Math, though.
Seemed like a weird thing.
That was good math. Thank you. Anyway, he posts in a forum about Bitcoin that he paid Bitcoin for pizza, two large pizzas.
Yeah.
He bought, and
for how many Bitcoin?
It was 10,000 Bitcoin.
10,000,
which at the time was a value of $41.
Yeah.
Okay. At its current price, and I think it just rocketed up again today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $110,000 per Bitcoin now. That makes what he paid in 2010 for two pizzas a grand total. Two large pizzas he bought for a grand total of $1.05 billion.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, it's over $1 billion.
Is it really? Yeah. It's over $1 billion.
That's the value today.
Yeah. $1 billion. Thank you. And 50 million.
That is.
So basically $1 billion.
He has to. I mean, you tell me.
He's dead, right?
Also,
did
the guys working at the Papa John's just keep it and they can cash out today? Or what did they do with
it? Well, although, if he had a bunch of Bitcoin, maybe he's not, because maybe he's rich anyways. Like, if
he's
his,
just like.
That's true.
Yeah, if he's just using it to pay for whatever he can because he has so much of it, then maybe he had plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good question. I kind of want to know what happened to that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to think that he held on to that, but I don't know. It's rough. It's a rough, rough thing to go through. $1 billion on a pizza.
Two. He got two pizzas.
And of all the things you could spend it on, a pizza or two pizzas?
Well, I think at that time, it was just kind of cool that you could pay with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
There wasn't that much value placed on it.
No, it just feels like maybe there was just, you know, I mean, if you were going to blow it on something, if you blew it like on a kick-ass party, you know, you could like, oh, I had a great time or whatever, but, you know, pizza?
There's a photo of him and his kids with that pizza.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I hope the kids enjoyed it.
I guess.
Little S heads.
Yeah, I know.
Also, do you know what you don't know about that whole story?
No, what do we got?
They are saying that it's not just the 10,000 Bitcoin he spent on those two large pizzas.
Yeah.
They are saying that he spent as much as 79,000 Bitcoin on follow-up pizza purchases that year.
So, yeah, he blew.
He spent over $8 billion on pizza.
He just couldn't believe that this little digital thing he had could be used as currency. And he's like, well, I might as well use it while I can.
Yeah. To him, it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. That, boy, that hurts.
Bitcoin's at 110K, man.
That really, really hurts.
Pretty good.
Sorry, my man. Hey, you live and learn, right, I guess?
I do not see any follow-up stories on how he's doing.
Maybe he just went into hiding at that point. Just because if he blew through all that Bitcoin, I mean, oh.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Is he doing okay?
Well, he's around. They say he is editor-in-chief of Blockspace Media. He also freelances for CoinDesk, Forbes, and Bitcoin Magazine.
Okay, well.
So he's turned it into a media
he's
empire.
He's got a story to tell.
Maybe he's doing all right. Who knows?
And he has not revealed whether he has kept any of his Bitcoin.
And maybe he never will. Maybe he is worth billions and he just shuts up about it.
Well, if he is, he probably wouldn't be working.
Maybe he's one of those guys that likes to work, you know?
Now to the bangers. You said you've discussed Saucy Tea Sausage.
I don't know how you can't.
Yeah, it's a big story.
He is my favorite, and also, I guess he's the best thing and the worst thing to ever happen to minor league sports in Portland history.
Well, the same group that did the Pickles has a soccer team called the Portland Bangers,
and it is a hot dog shaped mascot for the new soccer team. Well, his name is Saucy Tea Sausage.
Well, it's not just a hot dog, because he's got wieners coming out of his head.
He does. And the late he's gone viral because The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has now grilled him in Tuesday's episode during the regular. I'm sorry, what?
Is that a pun?
Probably.
Grilled him?
Yes, yeah. That is a pun. I didn't even look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Will you look at that? In Tuesday's episode during the regular Meanwhile segment, the host showed an image of Saucy complete with a string of small-sized sausages trailing down from his, head. As the audience laughed, Colbert said, "Oh my God, not only is he horrifying, he's wearing his own children as hair."
Yeah. And I feel like in a fight, like, you swing those around and it's like nunchucks. They're like wiener nunchucks.
Colbert continued, "According to a spoke banger, Saucy Tea Sausage is known for his slightly overcooked ego, constant flexing, and belief that he's Portland's sexiest piece of meat." Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you.
And the release video is Dylan T. Pickle.
Yeah.
Created him in a lab.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you've seen the video, like, he creates Saucy Tea Sausage, and then, like, Dylan's laying on the ground, and the naked sausage is standing over the top of him, and there's, like, a scowl on his face. And I'm telling you, that image will haunt me forever.
Nightmare fuel.
It is nightmare fuel, but at the same time, it kind of excites me. It's a fear and pleasure thing all rolled into one.
Colbert continued, he said, "I'm not sure if this says sexy. I think this says I'm about to commit a home invasion. He looks like a porno version of the Grinch."
I can see that. Look, I'll tell you what. Saucy Tea Sausage is if he's single, he's out and about in Portland getting things done. His dance card is full. And much like the Pickles that hit it out of the park, dude, the Bangers are doing a great job. I need myself an official Bangers jersey is what I need.
Where do they play, the Bangers?
I think they play over at I think they might play at UP, if I'm not mistaken.
And I think that's right.
Who do they?
It's just an independent soccer league.
It's like a USL Division II, so it's like a couple tiers down from the MLS, but essentially it's the Pickles for soccer.
Yeah. They have pretty cool gear.
They got good stuff. And I think their season tickets are already sold out.
We got that wrong when I initially reported it. Their home opener has sold out. You can still get tickets to the other games.
Well, I'm looking here. It says you can grab your single game tickets, but I'm on their website. It says 2025 season tickets are sold out.
Okay.
Wow.
Dude, the Bangers are killing it, man.
We love soccer here.
Well, it's Soccer City, and now we're Banger City.
Yeah. We should start a soccer team.
Yeah, and they are playing at the University of Portland Stadium.
They're over there. Yeah, on the bluff, as they say.
On the bluff.
Maybe Swigard can get involved. Isn't he the voice of the pilot?
I could see Swag being the voice
of the
Bangers.
Hold on, everybody.
Could you call soccer?
It's over!
I could.
And the guy is running, and other guys are running, and he kicks the ball.
I go to enough soccer, because I go to all the Timbers games. I know enough that I think I could ham and egg my way through
it. I mean, you know that they televise soccer games where people do play-by-play, right?
Well, yeah. I'm saying, could we do it?
Oh, could you do it?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's impossible, Buckley.
Like,
I'm saying
like you're asking if a person like Sue could do it.
No, I'm saying if I called a soccer game...
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it would sound like, but I'm guessing it wouldn't be very good. And he passes it over the blue line.
Well, have you seen
to the red line?
There's a great hockey clip where the
he shoots and he scores.
The fog had come up and no one could see anything, and so the announcer was like, "The little guy passes over." It's a famous clip where you couldn't see anything, and so it was just doing.
Well, let's get that. Can you get that, Buckley? Yeah. You find that? By the way, Buckley's hair looking great today.
I know, right?
He got a haircut.
Got all cut, and he's doing a big sexy side part.
Very sexy. Is that for Father's Day coming up?
No, it was just overdue. It was about 2 months since my last cut. Went to the barber before
sexy.
I came in today.
Very, very sexy.
Oh, you also missed it, too, that while you were gone, Mrs. Buckley did chime in, and we further have proof that Ryan Buckley has no say in what
Sook
goes
was
on
was making
in this house.
Some deal about whether or not I have control of the thermostat in my home, and invoking the Karen related things, and yeah, Kim weighed in.
So she controls the therm?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't need control of the thermostat.
And you allow this?
Yeah. Everyone seems to think it's a big deal.
Buckley is playing the "I don't even want control of the thermostat."
As I told Sook, my wife has gotten on my case about not having the app for our thermostat because she would like some help with it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Look, we're at that point now where Buckley's having to try to pretend that like this isn't all one big.
It's overwhelming evidence.
It is. It's exactly what
I'm happy, man.
In a court of law.
What else do I need?
This is the glove fitting. But I mean, it's damning evidence against
If you say the temperature's comfortable, the question is when you get cold and you're like, God dang, I got to turn up the heat. You can't do that?
No, I can walk over and do that. But she has the app on her phone that will away from home.
Yeah.
Like if we're, you know, we turn the heat down because we're on vacation and we come back, she can turn it back on again. She's like, it'd be nice if you could do that once in a while.
I just enjoyed that she was listening and immediately texted in.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. She listens?
Not often. She happened to be.
The new Florida man.
I like that Rob was like, really?
I'm going to tread lightly.
You don't have control of that
thing. I'm scared of her. I don't even know her.
Exactly. I know.
But that. She's texting her right now.
I'm guessing there's a text coming in.
No, I'm trying to see what she sent the other day.
Well, and the worst part is we also found out that his damn stepdad rats him out. The stepdad texts his wife about things that we're talking about.
I know, I heard that.
He's got a rat in the hen house. What are we doing?
I think we need to get rid of Buckley.
I mean, seriously.
So my wife said, glad we agree on the thermostat and that Karen got another shout out. Technically, we were talking about thermostat wars here. She said, to be clear, I would love it if you had thermostat app on your phone so that you could help.
That means when she tells you to change the thermostat, you can. You don't.
That's right.
Buckley does not have any
Which is why I'm
control.
Fine not having control, Soup.
Wow, she turned that into, like, I need you to help me a little bit more on the thermostat.
That's what's going on here. It's not a, she controls everything. It's like, hey, would you do something once in a while?
Buckley's trying to put a spin on this. He wants the Labradoodle. He wants the Subaru. He's fine not
I can have it all, damn it.
Thermostat control. Hey, just be happy she's letting you do your Clydesdale sprint thing.
That's right.
Well, I will say, isn't this a tough time of year for therm control in Portland? Because it gets pretty chilly.
This is one of those things.
We're always flipping
God,
back and forth.
I don't care. I don't want anything to do with
it. Oh, I care a lot.
You're damn right. I care.
Yeah, it matters. This is a big thing. As a matter of fact, it's one of the bigger things in the house.
Thank you.
The temperature of the
it's
home.
What I'm saying.
You Look, can't be uncomfortable in here.
It's a damning piece of evidence against Ryan Buckley. Damning. Like, it's one of those where CNN
Yeah, that
would,
my house is so temperate. Oh, no!
CNN would have to break in with, like, live updates, shocking developments from the trial. And there'd be, like, that sketch drawing of Buckley on the stand looking all, like he doesn't know what's happening. And there'd be spin control. His PR firm would be like, no. It's not
I need no PR because I have no crisis when it comes to the thermostat.
Well, if Buckley winds up dead one day, we know what happened.
Yep.
He touched the therm.
He touched the thermostat. That's a no-no.
All right. The new Florida man is Oregon man. That's next on The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What's on your list when considering a luxury SUV? Inspired design and comfort, impressive performance. If so, the 2025 Lincoln Aviator SUV checks every box and then some. The Aviator offers an available 28-speaker sound system, perfect position front seats, best-in-class horsepower and torque, and much more. That makes the list of SUVs you're considering become much shorter. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class is large crossover premium utility starting at MSRP under $150,000.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers and select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
All right. Time for one more story here on In the News. Your noted newsman back in the saddle here. Thank you. Thank you. God. Please be seated.
Yeah, the people thank God needed their news.
That's right. Well, you know, Florida man, that's a thing.
Sure.
And it's usually some tweaker.
Yeah.
Doing something stupid.
Florida man does not disappoint.
No, never does. Florida man's a thing. Oregon man, I feel like, is a thing, too.
We're creeping up?
Yeah, but it's a different archetype, right? It's like Oregon man is a little bit more hippie version of Florida man,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
With less crime and more just weird things.
Yeah. I had a guy yesterday ask me for a ride when I was buying a drink from a 7-Eleven type place. Mm-hmm. And then he offered me like $3 to give him a ride. And I don't know if he wasn't necessarily homeless, but he was very moist. He was very wet. And I really couldn't understand him. And it was, that's kind of what, when you said like Oregon man, that's like kind of what he was waiting for me outside. I thought he was asking for money, but he had money. And then when I got him to kind of slow down, he needed a ride back to his wife. The best I can figure, and that was a no.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to.
I'm not going that.
No,
direction.
Not going that way.
If I were, I would take you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck on your moisture. Again, he's very wet.
Oregon man goes viral for quitting his job, buying a boat, and sailing to Hawaii with his cat.
Yeah.
Oh, Oliver and Phoenix. We hit this.
So
in the club.
You've already hit this. Okay.
Yeah.
Oliver Widger. And Phoenix is the cat, yes. Okay.
Yeah, he's like a internet celebrity now.
Yeah, seems like a pretty chill bro.
Yeah.
He's went to Clackamas, 29-year-old guy. He's sailing from Oregon to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no open ocean experience at all.
Because what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. And he has a rare spinal condition. But
I'm sure. But he's got a cat.
But he's winning
hearts.
He's
got a cat and an Instagram account. And
yep.
Good luck to him. Yeah, I think he's raised, I want to say he had raised like 50 grand or something?
50, decent 50, amount of money.
Yeah, he cashed out his 401k.
Which, he should have thrown some, like, racial slurs in there. You see, that lady has raised, like, 700 grand.
Wait, what lady is that?
Yeah, and see that the lady on the playground that was calling the little kid the N-word?
No.
Yeah. There was a gal.
Just here locally?
No. This might have been in the Midwest. I can't believe you didn't know this.
Never heard this story.
Yeah, it's like maybe two weeks ago. She's on the playground and with her kid. And apparently there was another kid who was like 8 or something. And either he was milling around in her bag or was doing something with her kid. Because it just, the video starts up and there's a guy being like, did you just call that little kid the N-word? And she's like, yeah, I did. And she starts calling him the N-word over and over and over again. And like a little kid. And then, so of course, her name got released and it went public.
Oh, yeah, dox her.
And so she started a GoFundMe account.
My mom
and,
is adorably racist.
She raised like $600,000-$700,000. People started donating money to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
She's like an ex-stripper and like had a bunch of crimes, and she seems like kind of a, you know, a bit of a rough life. But yeah, apparently she just called this little kid the N-word a bunch of times, and people gave her hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It does feel like there's a nice haven if you say the wrong things intentionally these days for some people.
Yeah, there's a whole crew of people that are like, yeah!
You know what? If I want to boost my own personal stock, I can hit a home run with these ones right over here.
Well, like, this is kind of a fun story. Well, I mean, the guy ends up with a spinal condition. No. The Felix.
Yeah, he wants to sail around the world.
Yeah, the guy finds out, hey, you know, I don't know how much longer I have being upright and whatever. So he's like, you know, I'm cashing in my chips, I'm buying a boat, and I'm going to do something really cool. And
his name's Oliver, not
Oliver.
Felix.
Yeah, but the cat's Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
I thought you said Felix.
Yeah.
Like Felix the cat. The cat's name is Phoenix.
Oh,
like this,
yeah, Phoenix.
Like the city.
So, like,
doing
and,
great.
That, and that raises like 50, 60 grand. This lady... who calls the black child the N-word multiple times, she has indeed, it is over 700, the kid was 5 years old.
God.
Five-year-old boy, a racial slur multiple times on the playground. It is now over $700,000 through Christian fundraising platform GiveSendGo. A Christian platform has raised almost $750,000 for the woman that was calling a little kid the N-word. And this was in Minneapolis.
And she gets to keep that dough?
She gets to keep the dough.
That scratcher?
Yes.
What?
So she wants to relocate her family and get away from the limelight because her life has, you know, been ruined because...
By herself.
By
her life has been ruined by her.
Yeah,
yes.
Somebody caught her being herself. And
yeah. Right.
That was a problem.
She said she used the word out of frustration because the boy went through her 18-month-old child's diaper bag. So
oh,
I called,
no.
And she said, I called the kid out for what he was, adding that the online videos have caused my family and myself great turmoil. Yeah. She got seven.
Well, thanks for that story.
$100,000.
All right, coming up next, let's check in on the Pac-12.
Let's.
That's in the news, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com for May 22nd, 2025, on The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What's on your list when considering a luxury SUV? Inspired design and comfort, impressive performance. If so, the 2025 Lincoln Aviator SUV checks every box and then some. The Aviator offers an available 28-speaker sound system, perfect position front seats, best-in-class horsepower and torque, and much more. That makes the list of SUVs you're considering become much shorter. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class is large crossover premium utility starting at MSRP under $150,000.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers and select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.